For the millions of Americans dealing with wildfire smoke this summer, public health officials have a simple message: close your doors, shut your windows, stay indoors. But as NPR's Nathan Rott reports, new research shows that may not be enough to keep you safe.
When you hear about hazardous air pollution, it's often based off of a measurement that's taken outside. That's where most air monitors are. But people, you and me, we spend roughly three quarters of our time inside, says researcher Marshall Burke.
And so what matters from an exposure perspective then is not what's happening outside, but really what's happening inside.
Burke lives in the Bay Area and is an earth system scientist at Stanford University. But this really didn't hit home for him until last year, when the nation was under stay-at-home orders and huge swaths of the West, Bay Area included, were socked in suffocating wildfire smoke.
And I have young kids, one who's asthmatic, and so I'm really, really worried and thinking about what those exposures look like.
So he bought a low-cost purple air monitor for inside his home.
And our indoor pollution was sky high during these wildfire events.
Oftentimes, the air inside was just as bad as it was out, no matter how many windows he shut. Purple air monitors allow users like Burke to post their data publicly online, almost like an exercise app.
Yeah, it's like the Strava for air pollution, basically.
So being a researcher, he went through all of the data and found that bad air was the case in households across the smoke-covered West. His research is scheduled to pre-publish soon, and while it hasn't yet been peer-reviewed, his findings are consistent with what others are seeing. Another study scheduled to publish later this year by the Environmental Protection Agency looked at air quality in western Montana during wildfire smoke events with a focus on the types of buildings that public health officials would usually recommend that at-risk people go to.
We would say, you know, hey, if it's smoky outside, go to the library.
This is Sarah Cofield, an air quality specialist in Missoula, Montana, who's helping with the study. And she says of the schools, daycares, businesses, and other publicly accessible places they looked at,
we did not have a single building with air that was, like, significantly better than outside. Some of the buildings, you might as well have been outside.
Last year, at least one in seven Americans experienced dangerous air quality from wildfire smoke alone. This year, tens of millions more, including people hundreds of miles away from the fires. So this new research has major implications for public health officials like Sarah Cofield, who's now pushing
to have the public messaging during a smoke event change from go inside to go inside and clean your air.
Filter it. Remove the fine particulate matter that drifts through windows and doors and so deep into your bloodstream that it can trigger cardiac events.
Hands and filters.
That's why Mason Dow is at the food bank in Missoula, Montana, handing out box fans with air filters duct taped to them.
So this is a self-contained air filtration system. So tight seal on like doors and windows and stuff, middle of the room, and it filters the air pretty darn well.
Fancy air filters can cost hundreds of dollars. And for a lot of people, like 67-year-old Janet Freedy, who's been sick from the wildfire smoke this summer, that kind of money isn't just laying around. So she says outside, she's just been dealing with the smoke.
It makes me have a headache and stuff, and tired, real tired.
Filters on the back.
Yeah.
She's not alone. As people come through the food bank grabbing these free DIY air filters, they mention sore throats, kids with asthma, headaches like Freedy's. 40 fans are gone in 20 minutes.
It feels a little bit maybe like a Band-Aid.
Amy Sillenberg is the director of Climate Smart Missoula, the small nonprofit that's providing these air filters. Sillenberg says this work is a reflection of the reality. Climate change is here. It's happening.
The reason we're doing this is because we have longer, hotter, drier, smokier summers.
So we need to adapt, she says, not down the road, but right now. Nathan Rott, NPR News, Missoula, Montana.